I got your level up. Talk
Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. I think they ready.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, thanks for tuning in, because we know you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us, right here on Monstrous Radio Live. I am the DJ, DJ E Monster, and this right here is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing on this Takeover Tuesday?
I am awesome, fantastic, and everything in between.
Okay. Sound like you a little molded for Wet Wednesday. But hey, we gonna work with what we got.
I'm always ready for a Wet Wednesday. Y'all should know this. Just
quiet. All right, so let's see what we got. The Monstrous Weather coming up. I got some hot new music for y'all. We got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We got a lot of things going on in a Takeover Tuesday, where it's the only night where you can call in and take over the radio. This is an interactive show. All you got to do is call the number. We're going to give you the number here in just a moment. Press 1 and, hey, go for yours. You want to request some music, start a topic. Whatever you want to do, it'll be your show till somebody else take over. You dig? The number to call is 424-243-9649. Like I said, you got to press 1. And I think Miss Unbelievable is ready. I think she about ready. You ready to go?
Absolutely. You ready?
Okay. Oh, I'm ready.
I said,
I'm
are
ready.
You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
You better tell them again. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up,
yeah.
Well, let's get it and let's go. Let's do this. Take over. What? Tuesday.
So, all right, check it out, y'all. This right here is some new Mariah Carey. They was talking about it, what was it, yesterday? She said the concert coming up, the Monster fan said. So I went and got the whole new album. Here's something off the album right now. This is called Oh No No. Mariah Carey, Takeover Tuesday. Yeah. We live, y'all. We live.
Hey.
Mad, no, not like before. Pulse with your head now, finger at the door. Legs in the grass, it's time to cut the lawn. Hands in the hands, aka I cut you off. No, you ain't gonna lie to my face no more. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry. No, 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 no. Give me a Shapiro on the phone, get blue. You should have known that it's bigger than you. Never know what I already knew. After everything I already been through, I can't waste no time paying no attention to you. I said no, 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 no. I said no, 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 no. You can't go cold. You just don't know. Oh, irregardless of what transpired, you didn't even worthy of a slick reply. I was the last one in a line. I would be like Ginger, you ain't Gaelic and I. Really don't care, I'm in love with the island. Rockin' Gio, cause it goes with my diamonds. Got a pink gown, cause I'm by a liar. I'll be on stage when the stadium lighter. You should've known that it's bigger than you. You'll never know what I already knew. After everything I already been through, I can't waste no time, pay no attention to you. I said no, 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 no,
he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week.
No, you can't. I'm sorry, you cannot do that to that song. That's a no, Mariah. You should have just. They should have said no, that they couldn't use that hook. I mean, you cannot use "I Heard You on the Radio," cool, and then sing it like no.
Okay. That's so monstrous. Assessment on that new Mariah Carey. So I know we got our weather report coming up here in just a little bit. But what's some of the things that we're gonna talk about tonight in this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Also known as the gossip lifestyle. If nobody calls in and takes over the show, what are some of the things we're gonna talk about for people that are listening in the archives as they wake up in the morning or listening on their lunch break or they cleaning the house?
Okay, well, we're going to talk about Tyrese, you know, and his case. And then, you know, I've been following the 6ix9ine case. And
Tekashi.
It's just getting. Yes. Listen, y'all know who I'm talking about. Tekashi, 6ix9ine. There's just more drama just surrounding his whole stuff, but it's so, like, so prevalent. I gotta keep it up. Diamond Dash got his big paycheck. And then remember, you guys, I read yesterday, if y'all didn't listen, tune in. Y'all can listen to the archives yesterday on Monsters Monday, that I read about Dwight Howard and him dating a transgender. And I just came across a good tweet. And so I want to read it, and I want y'all to say, what do you think? So, yeah.
Okay. All that and the Monsters Radio weather report coming up here in just a bit. So let me see. What do I got for the people? You know what? I'm going to play. You know what? Yeah, I'm just going to play this right here just because you've been on my back. You said I ain't had it. Well, I have it, but not in the system. You was called, said, what kind of DJ are you? One of the hottest tracks right now. So this right here is absolutely for you, mama. Okay. I think I just, if I can get it to play. Oh my goodness.
Okay, remember what I told you. Be your own boss.
I remember now.
Get up and dance. Level up.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Level up.
Yeah, this is an absolute request. Hey, my anthem, y'all. It's my anthem, y'all.
So level up on a Takeover Tuesday. Take over the show, 424-243-9649. But to level up, you gotta press 1. Get in.
Level up, 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 level up,
Oh. Team love don't want no hate. Nope. I'm grinding, I'm shining. Oh. Up, up, I'm on my way. Hey. They gotta never settle. Nope. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning. Like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want.
I'm like, is she gonna get me again? All right, I think she did her term. So, all right, there you go, Miss Unbelievable. I got your level
up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DJ, very much. So, all right, we here. Don't worry about it. We'll settle up later. It's Takeover Tuesday. You know how we do it. We let people call in and take over the show, whether you're an author, an actor, a musician. It doesn't matter what you do. Call us up, hit us up, and take over the show and put out there. And then tomorrow, what you can do is after the show, when you wake up, to everybody else and tell them you was on the radio and you took over and da-da-da-da-da-da. You know? So that's how it works from around here. All you got to do is call 424-243-9649 and press 1. But for now, we're going to get into the Who's Bumping Who, or actually the Monsters Radio Weather Report, and we'll drop like maybe two of the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, get to some more hot music, and then we'll see if we got somebody who's ready to blaze up our line. So, all right, Ms. Unbelievable, what do we got for the Monsters Radio Weather Report?
All right, we got the Burr weather for Minneapolis. We're sitting at 12 degrees. Miami is 64. Kansas City is 29. Los Angeles, 66. And Phoenix is 71. San Juan is 85. Dallas is 52. New York is 40. And Paris is 45. London is 48. And ATL is 33. So, there you have it, Monsters Radio. You know, it's up and down, but it's all around town. It's how we do it.
Okay. She said ATL is 33. So, I know they still frozen outside like mannequins. I'm just saying that they ain't used to the cold down there like that. I'm just saying they ain't used to the cold. But, hey, let's go ahead and jump into our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat. We'll do two little topics right quick, and then we're going to jump over to the line. Looks like we got somebody who's ready to take over already. I see you, 601. We're going to get to you in a hot second. So, I mean, what's the story from the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat tonight?
All right, here we go. So, no more covering child care costs while ex is living life. This is the victory that Tyrese got from his baby mama, or his mother of his child, sorry. A judge is siding with Tyrese, ruling that there are limits when it comes to his ex-wife demanding his cover child care costs, especially if her activities aren't work-related. According to docs I paid by TMZ, the judge ruled Norma Gibson can't accept Tyrese to reimburse her for babysitters to watch their 11-year-old daughter, Shyla, if Norma's running non-work errands or running her household. At first reported, Tyrese was pissed about child care bills Norma was running up especially one particular day in August where she admitted she merely lived her life. He was also upset, in his view, he wasn't making enough effort to get a steady job. In the doc, the judge lays out what qualifies as work activities for Norma, including developing her life coaching business, working on her book, pursuing her art. The court says if she requires childcare while doing any of those things, she can put it on Tyrese's tab. Tyrese has demanded detailed, even itemized accounting of how Norma spends her time. The judge basically said that's not a bad idea, recommending but not ordering Norma to maintain a diary of time spent on work.
Right. Okay. I don't know which way to play on this one. I'm just saying, I don't know if he being petty. You dig? Because she's living her life like Cardi B. You dig? Or if she being petty by trying to charge him for babysitting while she going out to kick it. Talking about living my life. Or living life. So I really don't know what to say on that one. And Tyrese is a little crazy. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be on his IG and him crying. I was gonna be, I'm gonna bust your ass when I say no. I think he's good enough. But but I'm just saying. I mean, I don't. Hey, on that one, that's when you go, you know what? Both of y'all crazy. Go across the street. You know, take that out of my yard. Get that shit out of my yard. I mean, how do you feel about it?
I think, you know what? Don't get ridiculous. Don't. I think if you're already angry and your ex, and it's all those different emotions, and you're trying to stick it to him, and you're trying to just, you know, make him feel whatever you're feeling, it sometimes stops becoming about the child. And it becomes about the revenge of the parent. So I just want them to remember that the child is important, and whatever expenses that the child needs, it's getting met. And the mom is not going to, don't mess it up for your pettiness that your daughter will miss out. And then Tyrese, don't be petty and don't take care of your daughter in all the needs that she needs. So I think it's that fine line where don't take advantage of each other just because whatever y'all didn't work out as adults, she's still your, that's still the child, and the child still needs care. But I ain't about, it's not fair for you to, for me to think that you about to pay for my everything. You lost that privilege when you signed that divorce payment. If you did, if you still want those privileges, you should have stayed there and worked it on.
What? Right. Okay. Point. She got a monstrous point. All right, we got one more to go, and then we're going to see who's going to take over. So what we got up next on this gossip news? Ooh-wee.
Okay, so remember how we were talking about Dwight Howard yesterday, and I'll refresh where he was supposed to have been dating a transgender person, and his pastor, you know, called and was threatening the guy. Well, Shades by Steph, made this comment. She goes, when Dwight Howard and the trans were sleeping together, it was all good until the relationship ended. I can't stand how trans would want to fight for the right to be identified as a woman, then use the fact that they were trans to embarrass their partner when the relationship ends. That I thought was spot on. Like that right there, I was like, true. You put yourself through all the pain and the transformation and all the surgeries to be that woman, and then you're going to shame him for being that woman toward you. Why get in a relationship?
Right. Now, don't judge me. Pray for me. So a transgender, that's a person who like actually goes through the changes, like the surgery. Is that what that is?
They change their gender.
Okay. Okay. So if they dress like a woman, but they still got man parts, then that's just a cross dresser.
Well, that's different because if they identify themselves as a woman, but they didn't do the surgery, that's still considered transgender. They just didn't complete the transformation.
Okay.
About identifying themselves as a woman or identifying themselves as a male. If they just cross-dress because they like to wear their clothes and still identify themselves as a male, that's just a male wearing female clothes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Hey, I don't know. I'm as educational for me. Right.
I'm learning. Because I got a lot of them at my school. I got to learn.
Yeah. Hey, today's society. So, all right, let's go over here and see who's trying to take over Monsters Radio on a Takeover Tuesday. 601-270. Who is on our Monsters line? Hello.
Hey, it's that nigga Black Tail, man.
What's good, bro? You said Black Tail?
Delta boy.
Black Tim?
Yep, Delta boy.
What's good? What's
good? Black Tim, Stack McCain, old boy, Black G. You know.
Yeah. You dig? So I was like, okay. I don't know who Black Tail is, but he sounded like he know me. But as soon as you said Delta boy, that's why I was like, Black Tim? What's
yeah.
up, man?
Hey, you know country as fuck, man. Stop playing.
Right. True that.
Hey, man, well, what's been going on, man? Been a long time, bro.
I know. Shit, you know, just trying to stay busy. You know what I mean? Just, you know, trying to stay young at heart and, you know, keep on pushing, you know, doing what I love to do. You know what I mean? Music.
I feel you on that. No, I've been telling Stacks, man. I said, man, we need to get online to Holly E. Monster, man. I said, it's been a long motherfucking time.
Right. No, go ahead.
Yeah, because this was, I was telling them, I said, man, because that's where the shit started at. We started with E. Monster, man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only right if we go back and, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to introduce you to my new co-host. This is Miss Unbelievable. Hey, this is Black Tim. This guy right here, we go way back. His squad, like you just heard him say, they should come through here heavy. So, yeah, this right here is a good friend right here.
So,
hello.
How you doing, lady?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. You know, I've been calling the line, you know, but I've been hitting it on like a Monday because I couldn't remember what it was, fucking Tuesday or Monday. So I've been hitting, I think it was a Monday, and then I hit again on like a Wednesday or some shit. And you be clowning. You be clowning.
Why? Thank you. You have to be unbelievable up in this camp. You just can't have the name and not do it. What are you?
I said, man, I got to call little man, cause she be cutting the fuck up bad.
Absolutely.
So tell us what's been up with Black Tim, bro. Tell us what's been going on.
Man, you know, I still been in the damn lab, man. You know, I do a lot of shows and shit, so a lot of time I don't even know. Normally I used to go on Facebook and post all the shit on half stacking up posting shit, but I quit doing all that. Reason being is, you know, you got a lot of people around you all the time, and they claim they support you, but as soon as it's time to hit the road and go do a show, I look to the right and about me and my wife. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit, what the hell of me? You know what I'm saying? Doing all this for these people to show up, and when I hit the road, it's just me and my wife. You know, but shit, I get paid to do that. I get paid to do it because it ain't like after I go travel way out here and do a show and they give me my shit out the back end and I'm going to go hand all these nigga money out here, get your gas money, put it up. I ain't going to do that, so why the fuck should I care if they show up or not?
Right. So most people don't think about.
Right.
But I mean, you got all you need with you and your wife. I'm just saying.
That's all you need. She got your back, your front, your side, and will shoot anyone down if they kind of come mess with you. I'm just
tell
saying.
Me about it.
Tell me about it.
I'm having
queen is
it. Down, man. Hey, but you know, I know you heard about the old boy situation, man. You know, shit, I'm still going through it from that situation now. Stack still, you know, he is still in his feelings about it, but ain't shit we can do about it.
Oh, okay.
We lost
a good one.
We lost a good one, bro. I mean, that nigga, hey, I'm putting like that, he was the go to guy.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the studio, you do your music, send it to him, and he do his thing, you get it back. Shit, ain't one. Black G. Shit, man, I don't know what that can. He up your way somewhere. I hear from him every now and then, but, you know, we still living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want... I just did a tribute song about old boy, you know, but I had to hit his wife up first to see if it was okay, you know what I'm saying, for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, she told me, Black Tim, he admired you, so whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. I did a song,
mm-hmm.
but I never dropped the song because every time I hear it, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, like a lot of his family members, you know, I'm still intertwined with them. So if I put shit out like that, everybody get in their feelings. They bring up old memories. Then they want to go kill this woman all over again.
Right.
You know, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't want to call and take old man. I just want to stay on the line and listen, because it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bro. Well, hey, I'm so glad you said something, though, because I see you sitting over there for a hot little minute. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, that's a bad situation, but I think you touched a couple of things right there, because, you know, part of Monstrous Radio is helping artists, you know what I mean, get through the game. And
right.
I think you really hit some things that a lot of people don't think about. Like what you just said about, you know, yeah, you could have dropped this track, but there may be repercussions behind me dropping this track.
Right.
A lot of cats don't think about that. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, you know how this shit go, man. I mean, to you, you think you really doing something good. You know what I'm saying? You showing respect and all this to the cat, but you got to think about it. This man still have mom, sisters, brothers, and the whole situation was like, they thinking, they sad, you know, I can't really, you know, speak on it, but they claim it's suicide, but, you know, ain't nobody, they ain't going for that one. So, you know.
Right.
If I put out there, then now all this shit come, it's a banger now. Don't get me wrong, it's a banger. But,
mm-hmm.
if I do that, then all this come back, then if some bad shit happened, then I'd be, you know, in my feelings about it. It'd be all my fault. Because it'll die down, so if I do that, I put it out there, then we got a whole nother situation.
Right. See? So that's something to think about. A lot of people be saying my artists don't think they're responsible for what they're doing. Hey, I told y'all there's some real cats out here that's really, really doing it. So all right, bro. On that note, we're gonna go ahead and take a breather. As I choke out.
Literally take
a breather.
Them
Dollar General cigars killing you, man. You better go get some real Cuban cigars, man.
You better go to the smoke shop and be like, yo, can I get the better ones? Not the $2.99, but a $5 one. I'm just saying, because I keep getting choked out on the radio.
Right.
Y'all better leave me alone. Check it out. This right here is Jody Laylock. This right here is some reggae music for y'all. This is No DD. Yeah, I believe it's No DD. Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday.
We live, y'all. Let's go.
Why you coming over here?
Why?
Talking all that mess.
Shut up.
You wanna know?
Radio Live. Take over Tuesday. Interactive Radio. Yeah. I'm DJ E-Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. And we're about to bring it back with this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? But y'all know it as the gossip news. So what else are we going to talk about tonight, my mom? What else are we on? Hello.
Okay, Tekashi 6ix9ine still behind bars, hoping to get out on bail. But now he has something else to worry about, like that wasn't enough. The feds announcing they had a snitch in the rapper's crew. I will read that again. The feds announcing they had a snitch, bitch, in the rapper's crew. We broke the story. Tekashi pled not guilty in federal for racketeering, you know, all that, September 4th, late 2019. But things got potentially worse for him when prosecutors revealed they are working with a confidential informant who made the recording, presumably of conversations with 6ix9ine. Tekashi's attorney admitted serious development in the case, telling TMZ, anytime there's a confidential informant, there's a cause for concern. In court, prosecutors boasted the recordings could send Tekashi to prison for life. His lawyer is trying to be optimistic, though, saying, I'm confident that the recording conversations with Tekashi will prove that he was never a part of the enterprise and support the conclusion that he's innocent. As we reported, plans to apply for bail are directly to the trial judge as soon as possible. But with the latest info, that's unlike.
Well, first of all, did you see the pictures of him? He tried to clean up and go to court. Did you see him?
Nah.
I think he took all the rainbow out of his hair. I mean, he had on a nice little suit and everything. But he just in court looking like Charles Manson. I'm just saying, all them tattoos on his face. When this shit come out, that's what's going to hang his ass. Message to y'all youngins out there putting all that stuff on your face. I'm just saying, when you catch a charge, it's not going to help you in trial. Hello. So allegedly what's supposed to have happened is, okay, one of his crew members or something has where Tekashi was talking to the alleged person he's supposed to put the hit on and was like, where you at? Where you at? Pull up, pull up, pull up. And then as soon as he hung up the phone, he said, I got 30 bands on whoever handles this. And that's what the extent of the recording is said to be. If that's what it is, and he going to be in there looking like Charles Manson in a suit, you going to jail. You going to jail. Tell Bill Cosby, I said, put the pudding pops down. That's all I could say. He in trouble. He in trouble. He in trouble. And please, people, tune in to Monstrous Monday last night. Miss Electrifying Q called in and got mad. And it's unbelievable because, as y'all know, if you've been listening, you know she's been having trouble with Tekashi 6ix9ine's name. You dig? She's been trying to get him. She accidentally said check 6ix9ine. You dig? And Miss Electrifying Kim, didn't she? She called in. I got a bone to pick with. I was like, oh, damn, what's going down? She's like, that's not Tech9. That's Tekashi. Boop, 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 boop. So it's that bad when you got people calling in like, no, that's not the right name. No. So, I still think that was funny, though. She sat on there the whole time. She sat on the line for about a good 30 minutes, didn't say nothing. And then she popped, came on. So, all right, so it looks like Miss Unbelievable was having problems over there with her line. So, all right, let me see. What new music do I got for y'all? Let me see. What do I got for y'all over here? Check it out. Let me see. Should I play somebody who we did an interview with? Or let me see. I don't know. I really don't have nothing set up for right now. We still need to be doing who's bumping who, who's getting fat. There she go. Now she's back. You okay now?
Yeah, I'm back.
You okay?
Yeah, my phone just be hanging up. I keep telling y'all. My phone be like, boop, 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 boop. that's enough. You was cutting somebody off being all rude and stuff.
That was God saying, cut that petty off. God said, not tonight. Damn. All right. So let's move along.
Okay.
What else we got?
Okay. Ray, okay, so I don't know if you guys heard about Kim Kardashian claiming that she was on ecstasy when all this stuff went down with her. So Kim Kardashian says Ray J's sources called BS on ecstasy claim stands by her claim. Kim stands by her claim. Kim Kardashian never touched ecstasy during the filming of her sex tape with Ray J. So in sis sources directly connected to Ray J says, Kim claims she took ecstasy twice, once when she married her first husband back in 2000, and again when she filmed the tape in 2003, and she says both experiences was bad for her. Our Ray J sources says Kim took no hard drugs, nor did she drink alcohol during the filming of the sex tape. They do say, however, she smoked pot around the time the tape was made, and it was from a pipe shaped like a penis. I'll get it, girl. Hey, hey, I had to pause right there. My bad. Oh, as for Kim, saying her lips quivering was evidence she was on ecstasy, the Ray J sources fired back, her lips were quivering because she was giving some head. She was giving some head. I'm just saying. She was sucking a dick. Sources close to Kim tells us she stands by the claim she made on the show. She did, in fact, take the drug before the taping was shot, and she has nothing to gain from lying about it at this point in her life. We're told Kim is thankful to have learned early on in her experience with drugs and attributes. Those lessons are hard to heavily get involved, not to get involved in drugs or alcohol through her adulthood. Ray J source adds he's offended that Kim would suggest she did the sex tape because she was significantly altered in state instead of admitting she didn't like his D. They say she was down with it from the beginning and all the way through. That's why she signed that paper.
Right. Well, I'm just going to say like this. It's been a long time, but I seen the video. I seen why Kim is famous. And Kim was not all fucked up in the video. I'm just saying, if you've seen the video, you know she was looking into the camera like, you dig? She was not all.
She was like, yeah, bitch.
Exactly. Like, I'm finna take all that. Like, you think you're. You dig? I'm just saying. There was no tipping over and all that extra. I think Ray J is still winning with that video. I'm just saying. Kanye is probably just super duper in his feelings. Every time they get into an argument, damn Ray J. That's all he say. Damn Ray J. He ain't got to say nothing else. Just damn Ray J. You know how y'all got that key thing where y'all can stay around anybody. When your person you with fucked up, or you fucked up, fella, and she got that one name, she'll just say it. She'll just, Ray J, motherfucker. And you already know, damn, see, here you go with that bullshit. Uh-huh, I thought you shut the fuck up. You know, I'm just saying, because why is they still talking about it? Honestly, I totally forgot about until, you know, they really keep bringing it up. I forgot about that's how she made it famous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
I don't forget.
True.
I'm just saying.
True story. I'm just saying. All right.
So
Last one. Lee Daniels and Diamond Dash, $5 million lawsuit squashed. Dame's happy with dollars. Whatever amount of money Damon got in the settlement, he's satisfied with it. He tells TMZ, I'm good. Just happy two people from the culture could work things out. Lee Daniels is a man of his word. He told us he would make things right with Diamond, and now he has, reaching a settlement in a lawsuit over $2 million movie investment. According to docs obtained by TMZ, both sides agreed to drop the matter, and each would pay their own attorney's fees, as first reported. Dane was livid about the cash he'd given Lee to make a couple of movies. In fact, he got in Lee's face during a Diana Ross concert early this year, demanding his money. Damon's next step was the lawsuit, lost wages. They made it clear that in Hollywood, these two were going to make it right, and they did by doing a nice settlement to get those coins.
Okay, so they finally settled it. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's something good that goes out to the music industry. Y'all can get into a bump heads. Y'all can bump heads, you dig, and work things out. It might take a couple of years, but y'all can still work things out without shooting it up, shooting each other up at the club. You dig? I'm just saying, y'all can get through it. How you feel about it? Have you been keeping up with that story?
Which one?
The one you
Diamond
just talked Ashes? About. Yeah.
Oh, my bad. No, I ain't been smoking. My bad, y'all. I ain't been smoking.
You over there making videos of Ray J? God damn.
Oh, hell to the no. He too little. Oh, hell to the no. He ain't tall enough. I'm sure, too short. Too short people do not make a good movie, okay? That's just 2 feet hanging off. Can't even, you know, be on the bed. I'm just saying. Look like little midgets. I did at the beginning, but I just figured two grown-ass rich men fighting over stuff. Yeah, that's like, never mind, you know. Y'all go make a movie about it. Yeah. Don't give a fuck. So, no.
Okay. So, all right. So, let's see. So, you said that's all we got, huh?
Yeah, with that, y'all.
That's what we got in the hoop. I'm the who's getting fat. So, all right. Let's see. Did we have something else to talk about? Did we have a topic? Did we have something else we're going to discuss tonight?
Sure.
Well, I know it's usually Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we were going to talk about yesterday, but we didn't get to it. The movie that you practiced for.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, she trying to act like she wasn't there. You was there too.
Hey.
I think you about to be in the movie. Right. No, Ray J.
No, Ray J. Nah, I just told y'all about the short, two short people. Now you ain't heard me. Y'all. Don't make me repeat myself. Two short people. All right,
check it out. I got a request for something somebody said that they heard. You know how they be talking about saying, hey, E-Monster, can you play that one song? What song you want me to play, player? That one that goes, I hate that shit. Well, hey, here's that song that goes by Yellow Beezy. And you know we got the remix, 2 Chainz, T.I., Rich the Kid, Jeezy, Bootsy, Badass, and Trap Boy Freddy. You know what? I don't know if I'm going to play it tonight, though. Do you know Bootsy has a blues album?
No.
I'm talking about a real blues album. I might play some of it tonight. I don't know. Maybe. Stick with us. We're going to find out. But for now,
that's a
yeah,
real
amazing.
No. Get it.
She said, no.
That's on me, baby.
Let's go, y'all. We live.
My bad.
Take home a Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, you can say what you want, but not on me, baby. You know, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't got for me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby.
I hired the strippers for Tino, mixing B-Long with Valentino. I wore a pink ranger for the vino. I keep a G like it's Encinos. I take the beat just like I'm Devo. I shoot my shot like a free throw. Opportunity when knocking at your door, but nigga was blocking the keyhole. 1.5 on the wedding. I bet she never forget it. I bet your niggas are deadly. 200 less than spaghetti. I got my niggas on call.
Hello.
You got some niggas on style. Pay no attention to y'all. Got you my cushion to fall. Rich up me up, yeah. That's on me, baby. They bitch call 150. And I bought 3, baby. You know what's going on. Stop chasing me, baby. I'm the big dog. You need to flee, baby. Yellow bees in my dog. See how this shit I got on with a splash of expensive cologne. Got her all in the zone. Slurping the sits in the moan. Switch up a hit in the homie, she want it. Be gone for a while, it be on in the moment. Don't rap from it, walk right up on the opponent. For rapping and trapping, I'm truly the king. It's still trying to see how I do everything. From movies to business to politics, real estate. Used to stay rich with the shit on the interstate. Now I make moves to make sure my kids are straight. Hold up, let me get this straight. Her giraffe shouldn't be worried about the ways of a turtle. One eat from the trees and one eat from the dirt. You tough on your son, but you timid in person. That shit counterfeit, she get paid for your verses. They be so good, make her go in a perk. That how I find out Pee Wee win the perk. Now all I demand is all I deserve. Came in the bitch and I had it my way. Go down for respect, let your dad out the way. Looking for smoke, you can have it your way. For patience to spare, I don't have it to play. And beside that, nigga, down trap on the way.
Got out the line on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Hey, race on me, I keep the blue strip.
Blue strip.
She licking on me like Cool Whip.
What?
Left my hoe, I got a new bitch.
New bitch.
New Bentley on my truck. Ooh, might get the lamb truck too. Two got a new chopper finna shoot. Got a bitch jumping through the hoops. Got a money racket to the roof. I got your girl, she on me. She bad, I can leave her lonely. Why the roadie looking phony? Why these niggas tryna clone me? Trip, I get that thing on my hip. She bad, might get a tip. Hunnids on me, make a flip. Ooh, she slipping like spring water. You a trick, but a bag on her. I can't trip, I got cash on me. I was broke, had no racks on me. Ooh, pull out like the men in black. Made back in the back of the back. I was broke, had to keep me in check. She was calling, so I might tell her back.
My dog front of me a nine, I ain't never look back. Never look back. Teeth in the moose, same look like cook crack. Wait, oh wait. G laying on the G, shoes quarter key.
Damn.
I'm all about the alphabet, watch cost cover P. Got them using, took them ladder straight across state line. My dogs hit me from the fed, talk to them FaceTime.
Hello?
Yeah, pussy's hating on the G. Streets waiting on the G. Bad bitch in my room, about to pop that pussy like Don P.
Hey.
Go hard, no sleep.
No sleep.
Valentino's on my feet. Real hustler. 1.5 on the counter next week. That's the way I was raised. Keep it G, baby.
G, baby.
G for that Givenchy. That's on me, baby.
That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
So if I tell you I ain't got it, don't be trying to count my pockets.
I got a whole lot of fame.
They love me,
they love me.
The baddest bitch up in the club for me.
Facts.
And that's on me,
that's on
me.
Spinning on stack these cones. Yellow bees and all, they ain't see this coming. This stack blue, no, you see these homes. Ball out of winter, we gon' stack in the summer. All she ever wanted was a trap boy. I used to wanna be, did it like bad boy. Instead, I had glad bags in the dashboard. Hood nigga still trying to get a passport. Young nigga dripping in water. You better watch where you walk. I know you heard some stories. I've been the man since Carter. Yeah, you can snooze if you want it. I'll be in your dream, baby. That Glock on me, baby. I was selling rocks at 13, baby. My niggas on lock, I sent them some cheddar. I sent them some pictures, I sent them some letters. I'm stacking this cheddar, I'm back and I'm better. I'm slicker than leather. Red bottom stepping, I'm fly as a feather. Can get you whatever, anytime, whenever. They digging this shit, gotta buy a new shovel. I'm high in the sky, trying to find the weather. Snooze if you want, you gon' die if you
try. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
These niggas be lying on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Out these diamonds on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Keep that out of on me.
Yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Yeah, Takeover Tuesday, that's on me, baby. I got you. That's Yella Beasley. So, all right, Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, we're close to the end of the show, so we're going to bring it back. And, yes, we said we was going to talk about it yesterday, but we did not. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. It was unbelievable. Went ahead and brought it up. So I guess we're going to go ahead and talk about it tonight. So if you're from the Twin Cities, you know there's an independent film guy here who's from the Twin Cities, born and raised. He goes by the name of T.J. Richardson. He did a couple documentaries already. He was the guy who did the documentary on Minnesota. He did one where it was, you know, the thing with the Minnesota and Chicago connection, relation to each other. He also did another one that was about the gangs also here in the Twin Cities. Because if you know, if you're not from Minnesota and you're first hearing about it, let's keep it 100. You think it's all really just snow up here. That's what you think, but it cracks up here. And that's basically what his documentaries are. It's exposing the underground life of the Twin Cities. You dig? Whether it's good or bad, but he's saying this is what it's really like here if you're from here. Am I correct, Miss Unbelievable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
So, all right, so now, so he's got a new one that he's working on. I don't know if I'm at liberty to give out the title yet, you dig? But just peep game with us. But he's doing something where he's he's putting it out there. Okay, he's doing things where he's doing some videos, some old school videos, and they're coming back, or he's redoing the videos, and he's have people come in, and we lip sync to the video. Well, the one I made it to make cast on is Jodeci, Forever My Lady. You dig? I'm just gonna say like this, man. It's been a long time since I've done something like this. Like in the beginning of my career, I did things like this all the time. Like unbelievable. I used to be an improv actor. You dig? A lot of people be like, "What does that mean?" That means basically you do acting on the fly. Like people give you a subject, a title, a movie, or something like that, and you guys just act through it and you make things up as you go along. I've also done scripted acting, plays, things like that. I love to do those type of things. It's entertaining. I love to be out in front of people and actually do it once I come out of my comfort zone. But I've been in a studio. I've been behind the DJ booth. I've been in the background. I've been doing boss shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to be out there like that. So when, you know, when we went there, I keep it 100. Could you tell I was a little reserved?
Yeah.
Could you tell? Just
absolutely
a little bit.
Just a lot.
Okay, can you explain? Just a lot? That's fucked up. give the ambiance of what it was like when we was there just a little bit. You know, I don't want to give it all. You know, tell the people what it was like. What was the honor, and what was my attitude like at the movie shoot?
The ambiance was sexy. It was sexy. It was a lot of women and men there. You
mm-hmm.
know, some knew each other, some didn't. So, like, if you were new to the bunch, you got the looks. Like, who in the hell is that? And why, you know, you still got
why?
The looks. You had the guy who, you had, like, all the guys in there. So you had, like, the guy who was popular with all the females, notice a new chick, you know, why they ain't speaking. You had the shy
mm-hmm.
guys who didn't speak. You had the ones who was trying to just impress everybody. And then you had the girls who was hot pockets, thoughts. Relationship ones
mm-hmm.
and reserve
mm-hmm.
ones. So you had like a mixture of everybody in there with a group of about 40. So DJ Imonster
right.
was in there like, what the hell? I don't know none of these chicks. They ain't my forever, my lady boo. So I don't know what to do. Like, this ain't gonna work for me. I may have to go home. So, with the others who, like, detached themselves from the shoot, was like, hell, I could do this with anybody. Because you could tell, like, no one was, like, committed to anybody up in there, you know, who was doing the
right.
radio shoot, except those who, you know, if you had somebody that you really like, you was like, nah, hell, nah, fuck that shit. I don't want her to see this. I don't I don't want her to feel disrespected. So,
right.
Yeah, that was kind of the mode that was going on up in there.
Well, see, like,
so,
especially, go ahead.
I was done. Mm-hmm, I was done.
Oh. So, you know, it was just weird, awkward to me, you know, and I'm so glad that you and Janae showed up. I so appreciate that because y'all helped me bring down my level, had somebody talk to, you know, because sometimes if you just say some things and put it out, you know, it helps out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we doing Jodeci, Forever My Lady. You singing to somebody in their face. Like you said, I don't know nobody there, really. I knew a couple people. There was a couple of local celebrities there, you know, some singers and rappers there, you know what I mean? Trilla was there, Sippy Zone was there. I can't think of nobody else right now off the top of my head, but you know what I mean? But outside of that, I really don't know these. You want me to sing to her like she my boo? Like, I've been looking all in her face. I don't even know if her man here. Like, what? But I still had an awesome time. I think TJ knew exactly what he was doing, putting that everybody together that he put together. So big shout out to him. He put it together nice. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. I really, really do. So yeah. He got me to come out of my little shell. So big shout out to TJ Richardson. We're gonna let y'all
big
know when this movie drop out. So y'all can see how I did in there. Especially on that Soul Train line. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I was finna pop lock or if I was finna do the robot. Motherfucking do the WAP. I don't know. Thunderclaps. I didn't know what to do. So that's our show tonight for Takeover Tuesday. Didn't I just say it was the end? You didn't have to do all that. Tune in tomorrow, Wet Wednesday. Where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Obviously, it's time to go. You got some last words, Miss Unbelievable.
Yeah, Miss Unbelievable is practicing for her part of the movie. Coming up, I'm info.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, why are you trying to hold out? So, okay. So, we got hers coming up here soon. So, all right, y'all. So, check us out, Monstrous Radio. We are the Monstars, and we're trying to be superstars, I guess, at the same time. I don't know. I tried to say something slick, it just didn't work. I guess that's why the thing said, get your ass up out of here.
Get off.
Sorry.
You just, boo, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank y'all for listening.